Secretary of State Colin Powell begins a diplomatic mission to the Middle East today with a stop in Morocco. He's trying to get Arab support to help end the worst Israeli-Palestinian violence in decades. Mr. Powell's visit comes after a weekend where Israel has resisted U.S. demands to withdraw its troops from the West Bank. Joining me now is NPR's Koki Roberts. Good morning, Koki.
Good morning, Alex.
President Bush called Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon over the weekend, insisting that Israel withdraw immediately from the occupied territories. But today in Jerusalem, Mr. Sharon said that the army is going to continue its offensive in the West Bank until it achieves its goals. So what does the U.S. do now?
Well, there seems to be a certain amount of wink, wink, nod, nod going on the part of the president's advisors, even though they say that Sharon should not parse the president's words when he says withdraw immediately. They do say they do understand, however, that the withdrawal cannot be chaotic. Israel just refuses to answer the question of when they will get out. As you say, Sharon, in a speech today, has said again that the missions have not been completed yet, I'm quoting here, and the army will continue operating as quickly as possible, that was the most he gave the president, until the mission has been completed, until it has dismantled Arafat's terror infrastructure. So it doesn't look like he's rushing out. The Israelis seem to think that the deadline is Colin Powell's arrival in Israel on Friday. But Powell also seems to think that he has some assurances that something will happen before he gets there. That is the way he's been talking over the weekend, but he hasn't said exactly what.
Koki, if Israel does stay put after the U.S. publicly calls for a pullout, does that damage U.S. credibility in the region?
Well, certainly the Palestinian sympathizers are trying to play it that way. That's what you've heard over the weekend from Arab spokesmen. And they're, of course, trying to put pressure on the United States to put more pressure on Israel to get out. But as you could see throughout last week, Alex, President Bush was hesitant to put any pressure at all on Israel. He understands that it's a war on terrorism, as the United States is fighting one, and he wanted to give Israel the time to do what they wanted to do. And as I just quoted to you from Prime Minister Sharon today, he said, again, we need to get at the infrastructure and they still need time. Those are the words the president used. But the president did feel, after a while, compelled to stop giving 100% support to Israel. The pictures coming from the region were very damaging, and fighting, which continues today in Bethlehem, was particularly upsetting.
How does the administration square its insistence that Israel stop going after Palestinian terrorists with the U.S. determination to go after al-Qaeda terrorists?
Well, it has been a problem. I mean, that does create a certain amount of incoherence, and I think the president was far more comfortable when he was able to say they're going after their terrorists the way we're going after our terrorists. But he can't fully support Israel for fear of losing friends in the Arab world, which the United States needs for all kinds of reasons, partly to continue our own war on terrorism, but also the problem of oil is there. It's always been there. And though any kind of oil embargo seems at the moment quite a stretch, oil prices have already, just because of trouble in the Middle East, have already shot way up and are now in the situation of threatening the economic recovery in the United States. And that could also be a serious problem for President Bush. So when he tries to explain the difference between U.S. policy toward terrorists and what he thinks Israel should be doing about terrorism, he has trouble making the case, and he has a great deal of trouble explaining why Yasser Arafat isn't a terrorist.
The administration does seem to be having a hard time just trying to figure out how to deal with Mr. Arafat. Do you think that they've decided to write him off?
You know, it really does sound that way. Now, Secretary Powell said again yesterday that he might meet with Arafat while he is in the region if the circumstances are proper for it. He hasn't described what those circumstances might be. But clearly the administration is saying over and over, and Powell said over and over yesterday, and I will meet with other leaders as well, basically calling on other Palestinian leaders to come forward. Now, it's not clear who they might be, and that's always been a problem. But I think this administration, for the first time, might be ready to make the calculation that nobody's been willing to make before, which is that the devil we don't know is better than the devil we do know. But Colin Powell's got a big problem, Alex. It's hard to know what success will be on this mission. Maybe the best he can hope for is a ceasefire. That's not much.
NPR's Cokie Roberts, thanks very much.